First, as the baby boomer generation gets older, America will be seeing more people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and if current trends continue, more of them will be staying in the workforce. According to national numbers, a higher percentage of older people are working or looking for work than at any point on record, doing all kinds of jobs, from crossing guard to professional management. The move towards more older workers is also raising awareness of age discrimination from potential employers. Jim Flaherty is the communications director for AARP Wisconsin, and he's with us in the studio. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. This is such an important topic.
Well, I was looking at charts for national trends, and definitely it's clear people in their 80s, 70s, they're more likely to be at work. Is this something you're seeing here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. The numbers in Wisconsin are fairly parallel to the national. Nationally, we've got about 64% of individuals age 55 to 64 in the workplace. Those are very, very similar to Wisconsin. Among those 65 and older, 19.3% of Wisconsinites and 19.1% of all U.S. residents are in the workforce. So just about exactly the same, a little bit higher in Wisconsin of folks returning and staying in the workplace much longer.
Now, I assume the story might be different from person to person. Mm-hmm. That said, what are some of the general reasons that we're seeing people work later in life?
You know, it is all over the map. And, you know, there's this perception of old people, they're just going to shut down and go away or remain in their homes and be frail and elderly and sick. And that is not the case at all. You know, elderly folks they're out there. We're living a lot longer now through advances in healthcare and technology and modern medicine. Folks are going back because they have certain skill sets that they've spent an entire lifetime accumulating, and they want to share those. We have volunteers all over for AARP Wisconsin. They have got incredible experiences to be able to share, and our studies show and our experiences show that they want to give back to the community. You know, they've lived in their hometowns their whole lives, moved around, and they want to give back. So they have a career, but then after that career is over, they want to work in their schools, their churches, their community centers, or food pantries, things like that, to be able to give back, whether it's pay or not pay. They want to be as active as they can as they age.
I assume in some cases, though, it's people who need the money. We're living longer on average, which is good news, but that means those retirement savings, even if you have them, which isn't always the case, it's not going to be enough for that 10 years we might be living longer.
That's exactly right. People are going back specifically to supplement their income. You know, Medicare and Social Security are basic programs that are there to help us get to the next level, but they are not meant to be the be-all, end-all of what you should do in retirement. So lots of folks are supplementing their income either to buy a Medicare supplement or, you know, with Social Security, folks are just working longer so that they can get the full payout at age 70 rather than retiring at 62, 63, 65. They want to get the whole shebang, so they're working longer to get that higher payout.
Talking to Jim Flaherty from AARP Wisconsin, talking about people working until later and later ages over the years, 60s, 70s, 80s. Some of the challenges and opportunities. And let's look at one of those challenges, Jim. We hear in some fields in particular concerns about age discrimination for people over 60, for some cases in technology fields, for people over 40, I think.
Ageism is very, very prevalent in our society. Folks who leave a job in their 50s and later on have twice as hard of a job trying to get back into the workplace. There's all kinds of myths about older workers that simply aren't true. That they are frail, that they're sickly, they're going to be out more because they have a series of ailments. The numbers just don't back that up. You know, almost the opposite is true. You know, you've got workers who are very committed and engaged, and they're loyal. They put a lot of work and effort into their careers, and they are not going to walk away from that job because they've got the sniffles or they've got some ailment that folks think they might just have to walk away because they just don't feel well. There's no statistics that back that up. Older workers are more valuable to the workplace, in my opinion, than some of the younger folks who are just entering the workplace. And experience and dedication and loyalty are the main factors.
One notion that I think is out there, and I've talked to a guest who says, no, this is a myth, but a notion that's out there is as people get older, they're not in touch with the latest technology. They're not able to adapt to a changing technological environment.
That is absolutely another myth. Older workers can be trained. They want to be trained. We have folks calling to us all the time time that are taking advantage of some of the ARP programs to hook them up to their iPhones, their iPads. Technology is something that younger people think older people are afraid of, but in fact, the numbers aren't backing that up either. They are willing to be retrained, and they want to re-engage in society, and technology is a major part of that.
Yeah, what kind of resources are out there for older workers, especially maybe those who are out of a job for one reason or another, looking to get back into the job market?
We have such a fabulous resource at ARP. Just go to ARP.org, and you can type in just about anything you want. Tips on how to re-enter the marketplace, skill strengthening courses. We have an unbelievable amount of resources that are just a click of a button away. I would encourage all of your listeners, just go to www.arp.org and there'll be a search bar. Whatever you're looking for, those resources are there.
Now, the report that kind of started us off talking about this was in the New York Times, and they tracked a bunch of different types of jobs and looked at where seniors were overrepresented, were high numbers. Do you have a sense of where older workers are here in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, it is a fact that as you get older, your body is going to start to wear down. That's just the simple math of getting older. So, you know, some of the more difficult jobs, they're going to lean away from those. If it's more physically demanding, you know, remember our parents, 30s and 40s, they were working in, hauling steel beams and things like that. Those kind of jobs have shipped out. Some of those blue collar jobs that are more physically demanding. The jobs that are happening now and that are available now, you know, consulting, contracting, sharing some of their skill sets with younger folks to a degree, computers, technology. These are jobs, healthcare, where they can provide their expertise without it taking a physical toll on their body. And these are some of the workplace jobs that we are seeing people re-enter because they want to use the skill set that they've accumulated over their entire lifetime. And I think employers would be wise to recognize that.
Now, there's almost a whole profession based on helping people of different generations communicate at the workplace. And sometimes I think they oversell the differences between the generations. But that said, are there ways that workplaces can help bridge gaps between millennials and Gen Xers, say, and the new generation coming in, and the baby boomers who are aging and still in the workplace?
You know, this is all about breaking down the walls of myths that exist. You know, the first thing you should be doing is talking to folks. You know, I work in an office where, we have six different offices, and each person is texting if you need something, or emailing, or instant messaging. Go over and talk to them. You know, find out if somebody is 40 years older than you and you work with them, go over and sit down and have a nice conversation with them. You would be shocked to learn how much older workers bring to the table as far as life experiences, just anything and everything, knowledge base. And I think the younger workers have built up a perception that, okay, I'm only going to talk to my fellow younger workers because they get it. They get technology. They get what I'm working on. And, I would encourage them and the older workers the same way. Go the other way. Talk to the younger folks, pick their brains, you know, find out what do they know that you don't know that you could learn from them. These barriers have got to be broken down.
Talking to Jim Flaherty, Communications Director for AARP Wisconsin. He's talking with us about the experience of older people in the workforce, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Or if you're in your 60s, 70s, or above, are you still working? Part-time, full-time? What's keeping you working? Is it financial necessity, desire to be out there in the world to share your skills? As Jim was saying, have you faced obstacles in the workplace because of your age? And whatever age you are, do you think your retirement years, quote unquote, retirement years are going to include a job? What do you think about maybe the older people in your workplace? How do you all get along from different generations? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Jim Flaherty, Communications Director for AARP Wisconsin, talking about older adults in the workforce. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're 60s, 70s, 80s, are you working? Are you working past retirement age? Did you retire and then come back into the workforce? We'd love to hear your story. At any age, are you hoping to, planning to work well into your old age for one reason or another? If you're an employer, do you hire people in the 60s, 70s, 80s? And wherever you are in the workplace, do you see discrimination against people who are older and trying to get a job. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to our callers. Mark is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Mark, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to call in while I'm up on top of it. Well, I have a signal to say that I've been working since 1 a.m. this morning, and I'll work working about five more hours. I work 7 days a week. I'm 68 years old. I retired from the university, and I went back to school to get a teaching certificate in Wisconsin, and I was told, at Stevens Point, you will not get hired. And they're right. I can't even get an interview as a teacher, but I do substitute teach. It's okay for grandpa to babysit. Now, what I've learned in working a lot of different jobs before I basically became a contractor and do a lot of work now, is that people don't want to hire somebody who is more competent than they are. They're worried about their job. And the other thing is, nobody will hire their grandpa. People will not hire older people than they are. That's really hard for them to do. And I sort of understand that psychologically. But that's something that, you know, in all of these discussions I've heard on the radio about hiring old people and old people finding jobs, is one of the real problems that I perceive is that people just won't hire somebody older than they are. They don't really want to supervise somebody that's senior to them in age.
Interesting, Mark. Well, he gave us a lot to work with there. Let's start with that idea that maybe it's not intentional. An employer is saying, I will not hire an old person for these reasons. But psychologically, there's this perception. I don't want to manage somebody who's older than me.
That's exactly right. Mark, thank you for the call. That is an example of ageism. That's saying that I don't want to hire this person simply because I believe their age is a hindrance to them doing a successful job, whether or not be better than you or equal to you, doesn't matter. They're making a decision not to hire someone based on their age. And that is just absolutely wrong. So, you know, the other reasons people don't hire folks that are older, they're like, okay, well, we might not have them along. They might not stay that long. You know, they're closer to retirement. We might train them for a half a year and then only get them for a year or two. So there are logistical reasons that employers think through. But as far as utilizing experience and knowledge base and those kind of things, it makes absolutely no sense not to hire somebody older because they bring so much to the table.
I want to throw a word at you. Thanks for that call, Mark. Overqualified. Is that something that seniors might run into? Like, well, this guy's great. So this woman's great. But it's an entry-level position. They're overqualified.
Yeah, overqualified is a word that can be used for all ages, not just older folks. You know, so a lot of firms will not hire somebody if they come in expecting a certain pay grade for the work that they're being asked to do, and they simply are overqualified for it. So that the overqualification is not ageism. Hiring someone simply because they're older is ageism. So that hits all age groups.
Thanks again for the call, Mark. We'll go now to Dave in Fort Atkinson. Dave, hi.
Hi. Well, I'm a 62-year-old truck driver. I've been a truck driver for over 40-some years. What I see is an awful lot of people coming into this industry that had never thought in their wildest dreams that they would have been a truck driver because they get let go of a job when they're in their later 50s. But you know, trucking has changed in the last 8 years with electronic logging and emailing and everything, tablets. I was really afraid of this new technology coming on, but I got to tell you, some of these younger people I work around, in our office, the average age of the person in the office is 28, and the average age of the truck drivers that I work with are 48. So there's a pretty good span there. But I got to tell you, these younger people that I work around are some of the nicest. They if I get stuck on something or I can't figure something out, they help me. And I see so many people now in 60, even all 70, that are driving trucks, maybe not long haul, but they're driving short, and got let go of jobs and seem happier now than ever. That they're just. And the other thing is, these younger people I work for, they don't push me that hard. I told them I didn't want to be out more than 5 days or this is what I can do, and they accommodate me. And a total different attitude from the way people pushed you 10, 20 years ago,
Interesting.
You know.
Dave, thanks a lot for that story. That makes me think, I'm glad we heard Dave's story, but it also makes me think we hear of some industries, trucking one of them, where they're having a hard time filling seats. They're having a hard time hiring people. are these older workers, as Dave says, an opportunity in industries like that?
Absolutely. School bus drivers, you see that a lot, that they're always hiring and looking for folks. And, you know, older folks want flexibility in their schedules. They want to work part-time. They don't want to be tied down to an 8-to-5. They want lower stressful jobs. You know, a lot of them have worked their entire careers in very, very high stress, high physically toiling jobs, and they're looking for something that is a little bit more fun, a little bit more relaxing, a little more flexible. So, you know, it's also great to hear Dave saying that the younger folks are willing to work with them and pitch in. That gets back to our earlier point of saying, break down the walls, break down the myths by working directly with the generation gaps.
Dave, thanks for calling in. We'll go now to Deb in Milwaukee. Deb, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Deb?
Well, I guess what I want to tell you is, what exactly is old? I'm in my 60s. I don't consider myself old. I mean, I've been listening to the show, and all I'm hearing is old. And I work with a lot of people in their 60s and 70s. And the problem I see is not maturity or tolerance or experience. The problem is totally on the mature people not accepting the cultural changes. People, maybe somebody in their 70s at work doesn't like tattoos. So they're offended by the tattoo or the facial piercing or the ear piercing. So I think if mature people really want to advance themselves in the workforce, they have to be tolerant.
Deb, thanks a lot for the call. Jim?
Absolutely. That is a wonderful point. And we always laugh all the time about, you know, who's considered old. You know, people will ask us at ARP, you know, what do you consider old? What do old people like to do? You know, we get that. We're like, well, the answer is people over 50 like to do the same things that people under 50 like to do. You know, you like to go out. You like to have fun. You like to engage in society. You like to go to your church and your schools and your community centers. Deb, that's an excellent point. Tolerance is a key, again, at any age. And that would be a function of ageism if someone is intolerant of someone old. But like you said, older people not being tolerant of younger people are not accepting or not accepting them for some of their idiosyncrasies or some of the things. That is just as relevant. You know, we've got to be tolerant of each other. As far as saying what is old, I am not going to give you an answer for that, because we purposely try not to use the word old because it doesn't really have a meaning.
Deb, thanks for the call. We're talking to Jim Flaherty from AARP Wisconsin, talking about people working later in life, more people in their 60s as a percentage, more in their 70s, more in their 80s. Still in the workforce, going back to the workforce, taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Hannah is with us in Menominee. Hannah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Hannah?
So I'm 22 years old, and I've worked in a couple crisis fields. I've worked at a women's shelter for domestic abuse and sexual assault, in a rehab facility, and right now I'm working with at-risk youth. And one thing I've really noticed, especially at the rehab facility and women's shelter, is a lot of my clients are much older than I am, and they're looking for people to fill those roles who are older to be counselors, because a lot of people, I feel like, have a hard time talking to people younger than them, like they don't understand maybe, or so the older people I've worked with have done really well with the clients.
Yeah, and a lot of that is, you know, the older folks have built up a lifetime of trust and experience, and they're a lot easier to talk to. You know, is it easier to talk to your grandfather or your father on a lot of issues? You know, it's there is tolerance among older folks because they have a base from which to draw experiences from, and they can be very helpful. I that is really refreshing to hear. I appreciate that call.
Thanks for the call, Hannah. We'll go now to Mark in Two Lakes. Mark, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Did you have a question?
How do a computer illiterate person deal with society now?
All right, Mark, thanks. So for people who maybe weren't digital natives, Jim, didn't grow up with technology and want to get back in a field that uses some technology, how can they make that segue?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like I say, first of all, go to ARP.org, and they have all kinds of sessions available to train you online. But if you don't know how to be online in the first place, that doesn't help you much. AARP Wisconsin does offer all kinds of training. We have specifically in-classroom classes They pop up in Milwaukee and down in like Racine, Kenosha area, and they help folks be familiar with their iPhones. Help, you know, very basic. You know, here's how to start. Here's how to job search in the digital age. Here's how to set up your phone. And they will actually sit down in a classroom one-on-one setting and work with you. For that, I would check back. Keep checking back to our state website, which is arp.org/WI. And on the right-hand side, if you have access to a computer, you'll see some of the local job offerings that we've got right in southeastern Wisconsin.
And Mark, if you're looking, you might check your local senior center, community center, or library. They'll often have that kind of program as well. Jim, in our last couple of minutes, do you see workplaces getting better at avoiding age discrimination and bringing together generations at the workplace?
I absolutely do. I have a lot of confidence that we are going to adjust as society adjusts. Wisconsin's getting older. The nation's getting older. We know there's going to be more and more workers in the workplace. And I think that we are going to adjust. I have every confidence that employers are going to see the benefits long-term of saying, hey, maybe we would save a little money by getting rid of an experienced worker with a high salary and going with someone smaller. I get that. But I think more and more we're seeing them value experience over that. And so, you know, maybe it's an optimistic view, but I think it's what we're going to see going forward just because the workforce is getting older.
We'll leave it there. Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jim Flaherty, Communications Director for AARP Wisconsin. He was with us in the studio to talk about an increase in older adults in the workforce. Thanks for all of your calls, and there's still time for you to share your experiences. If you are in the age range we're talking about, 60s, 70s, 80s, are you still working? Are you looking at working out into the future? And why? Is it financial necessity? Personal fulfillment, desire to get out there, an interest in helping others and sharing your skills. Again, tell us your story. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR or post over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.